March the 24th, 2011. The Beach and the Sea. First listen to Who Owns the Beach and Sea? The Marine and Coastal Area Bill passed its third reading in Parliament today. Next, the Governor-General has to sign it. Then it becomes the Marine and Coastal Act and is the law. The voting in Parliament was 63-56. The Māori Party joined the National Party in voting for the bill. In 2004, when the Labour government passed the Foreshore and Seabed Act, Tariana Turia was so angry that she left the Labour Party and formed the Māori Party. When the National Party won the 2008 election, the Māori Party agreed to be a partner in Parliament if the government would get rid of the Foreshore and Seabed Act. Hone Harawira was so angry about the Marine and Coastal Area Bill that he left the Māori Party and became an independent MP. He said that nearly 90% of Māori are against this bill. He voted against it in Parliament. A number of protesters marched to Parliament from Northland to protest against the bill. Māori called this march a hikoi. The bill says that Māori can go to court to claim customary rights if they have owned and lived at that beach since 1840. Hone Harawira says it is too hard to prove they have been there for 171 years. Besides, court cases cost money. If a tribe, iwi, can claim customary rights, the bill gives them ownership from the high tide mark on the beach to 26 kilometres in the sea. They must allow people access to the beach. They can stop other people from building a wharf or a marina, but the tribe can build these themselves and make money from them.